All right, welcome everyone to the exercise motivation class, joy, suffering and pain of exercise. My name is Aleksi Tossavainen, and I will tell you briefly about myself. I'm born here in Finland, Tampere. I have always loved playing football or soccer, whatever you want to call it. And I have played in Finland, in Tampere, in first division and second division for 7 years. And after high school, I got a chance to go to United States as a student athlete. So I joined up and went to North Carolina, United States, into Campbell University, where I played for 5 years. And I also did a bachelor's degree in health and physical education and master's degree in education. And now I'm completing my studies here in University of Jyväskylä. I'm also doing kind of sports psychology stuff or mental training, whatever you want to call it, with two sports teams right now. Other one is futsal. It's actually the university's futsal team, Riemu, Liikunnan Riemu. They play in the highest level in Finland. And the other team is Happe, women's floorball, and they also play highest level in Finland. So during my studies in United States, my master thesis actually consisted of a study of body satisfaction and gender differences in exercise motivation. The study included 104 students, which had 46 males and 58 females. Welcome. You're fine. The study had 4 research questions. What are the main motives for exercise, and what are the main motives for not to exercise? Is there a difference in body satisfaction between people who exercise versus who don't exercise? And does the gender differences have different motives? So for results, the first thing they need to do was to say either if they exercise 3 times a week or they didn't, and then they have to rate their body awareness or how they feel about themselves. So what do you guys think? For people who did not exercise, what was their self-concept, how they felt about their appearances from 4 to 10, 4 being the lowest and 10 being the highest? What do you guys think? What would be the average for people who did not exercise? 6? 5? Pretty low. 7? A little bit higher. All right, what about the people who did exercise? What do you think? 9? Wow, it's a 5 and 9, it's a big difference. Anyone else? 7? What? Pretty close. People who did exercise almost had 8, and people who did not exercise, 5.7. So that's a pretty major difference right there. What about the main motives? What do you guys think? What would be the main motives for exercising? Enjoyment, good. It's a good one. To look good, appearances, yeah, for sure. Anyone else? Health benefits, yeah, good. What about the reasons not to exercise? Lack of time, yeah. That was number one. Well, money, yeah, could be. Don't enjoy it, yeah, close enough. So number one reason was enjoyment. Appearances and health, just like you said. Lack of time, no motivation, and people didn't know what to do.
No motivation is really broad.
What was that?
No motivation is a really broad.
Yeah, it consists of a lot of things. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true. What about the differences between males and females? What do you think? What would be the number one reason for males to exercise? Appearances, yep. What about females? Good, you guys knew it. See, for me, my hypothesis was the other way around. I don't know why, but I thought for males it would be more for enjoyment and females appearances. Oh no, maybe that's just me. Good job for you though, awesome. Okay, good job. seems like you all of you have a lot of memories, hopefully good or bad. Who thought it was easier to find good memories from exercise? Who thought it was easier to find bad memories from exercise? That's fine. That's a good thing if you have more good memories than bad ones. For me, I feel like I have a lot of good ones, but I couldn't really pick which one will be the best one. But for the worst one, I could definitely pick one. I was like 10 years old maybe, and I went to a cabin in northern Finland with my dad, and we were supposed to go cross-country skiing in the morning. So I woke up, and I don't know what was going on, but my stomach was hurting bad, and I was trying to tell my dad, I don't want to go, like, I'm hurting, and he was just like, don't be a little girl, we're going to go, it's going to be fun. And I'm like, oh, God, okay, here we go. So he made me go, and we went, and he told me, like, okay, you go first. So I skied maybe, like, 5 meters and threw up right there, and then my dad was like, okay, maybe you're sick, we can go home. Yeah, and ever since then, I did not like cross-country skiing for a long time. Thankfully, nowadays, I actually enjoy it a lot. It's a lot of fun, but it took me a while just because how strong the emotion was, I guess. I mean, honestly, it had nothing to do with cross-country skiing, but my mind connected the bad feeling and cross-country skiing, so I didn't like it for a long time. Do any of you guys have any specific memories you would like to share? If not, that's fine. Yeah? Yeah, sure. You can speak Finnish. Yeah, yeah. PE in school. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. So she was saying the physical education class is in school, and there's a big difference between the good students and the bad students, the good and bad students. And teachers always like the good students and then kind of forget the other people. And that's how I feel like when I talk with my mom, that's how she says, because she hated PE in school. And that's, as a PE teacher myself, I kind of want to try to break that limit, but I definitely know what you're talking about, and it's tough trying to make everybody feel satisfied. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Anyone else?
I can talk about a good memory.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if it's my best memory.
Yeah, that's fine.
I started speed skating 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, ah, here we go. Better be a good story now.
I'm getting another mic. Maybe
go ahead. I'll just repeat what you're saying. Go ahead.
She wants to give me a mic.
Okay. Well, I mean, go ahead. You want to come up here? I'll move away.
No, it's not too bad. As I was saying, I started speed skating around 2 years ago. As I'm from the Netherlands, people think I was born on skates. Which is not true at all. I skated before, but what I noticed from a good memory is that when I started, I really had a rough time getting my balance correctly, doing crossovers and things like that. So I got in Finland, and I started training it myself, and noticed, okay, I'm improving very, very slowly. I want to improve faster. So that kind of started annoying me in the start, but then after a while I was thinking, like, okay, but I'm still improving. Not as fast as I would like, but I'm improving. And after I was noticed, okay, how to do it and really watch other people doing it more and more, I noticed that improving went only faster and faster. So that's really the enjoyment of me, of seeing myself improve in sport. Like, okay, knowing I can do this, I can still increase, I can always become better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
It's like one of the best things about exercise in general, in my opinion.
Improvement, for sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'll just give it to someone.
No, that's fine. We can.
My best memory is also my best memory. Like, running a marathon is a
running a marathon can be the best thing and worst thing for sure. That was one of my goals back in the day, but then I had two knee surgeries and I was like, maybe not. But yeah, good. All of this that we were talking about is energy. Good feelings, good vibes, bad vibes, and all this affects our mind and our thoughts and our behavior, how we feel about exercise. So next, I would like you to write three things that give you energy and three things that take energy from you. And you can use this about exercise or about life in general, because I feel like all of this is connected. Like if you feel good, you might go exercise more. If you feel bad, you probably might not. So you can do it with exercise or life in general, whatever works for you. They can be anything from music, family, friends, anything that gives you energy or takes it away. There's no right or wrong answers. And if anybody needs paper, I got paper up here. And the funny thing is, some things can give you energy one day and then take energy from you the next day. So it comes down to finding a balance in things. What kind of things did you find that gives you energy? Exercise gives you energy? Well done. Depends. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, exercise sometimes gives you energy, sometimes taken away. And by the way, if you want to answer in Finnish, that's totally fine. You don't have to speak in English if you don't want to. Anyone else? Yeah.
So for giving energy, I wrote down some people and fresh air.
Yeah.
Taking energy, too much sleep when we have late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Good. So like I told you, yeah, the main thing is trying to find balance. And you're going to find things or people who will take energy from you. And you'll find out that eventually they'll take more than they give. So then it comes to a point, you can ask yourself, is it worth it? And sometimes you have to make sacrifices. And it all comes down to happiness, and that's one of our goals in life, right? Happiness. And I have a story for you about happiness. Has any of you guys heard about Tony Robbins? Nope, no one? He's a American... motivational speaker, and a few years back, I was really unhappy in my life. I was struggling. I had a tough time, and this is something that kind of helped me while doing it. So Tony Robbins has a theory. He has a theory of happiness, and it says, LC means life condition, how your life is right now, and blueprint means how you expect your life should be. So for example, if I see my life as I should earn 30,000 euros a year, and right now I'm a student, so I make pretty much nothing, I'm not going to be happy. So the formula is happiness equals life condition higher or same as blueprint. So if your life is better or the same as you expected, you're going to be happy, right? And on the other hand, if your life condition is less than you expected, you're going to be unhappy. So like I told you before, I always loved playing football. Actually, it was my whole life, pretty much. That was one of the only things that really made me happy. I identified myself as a football player. If I had a good game, I was feeling great. I was on top of the world. Everything was going great. And then if I had a bad game, it felt like it was the end of the world. So in the United States, my fourth year, last year, first game of the season, I tore my ACL in my knee. It's a ligament you pretty much need, so I had to go to a surgery, and it took me 6 months to rehab. But at that point, I was still okay. I was like, okay, I rehabbed, I worked really hard. Then for next year, I was best shape of my life again. Everything was going great. Three games in, we won all three games. We were ranked in top 25 in whole United States. Everything was going great again. And then, boom, same thing again. I tore my ACL, this time also MCL, both meniscuses, pretty much the whole knee came down. So at this point, I had 9 months rehab coming in front of me, and I was feeling hopeless. I identified myself as a football player, and suddenly I didn't have it anymore. Ever since I was a little kid, my dream was to be a professional football player, and that was my blueprint. My blueprint was I'm going to be a professional football player. And I didn't do it only for ego purposes. I also wanted to support my family, made good money, made people proud, make my mom and dad proud, my sisters proud. I wanted to be the person people look up to. I wanted to be the successful one. And then suddenly I realized I didn't have it anymore. And it was really tough. It was really tough. So at that point, there's few things you can do. Either you can blame on people, which I did, of course, blaming on my girlfriend, my friends, even God. I was like, oh my God, why me? What did I do? What bad did I do? But then at some point that gets old. You go through the same circle enough, hit your head to the wall enough, you don't want to do it anymore. So at that point, I kind of realized there has to be more. This, like, can't be it. Like, life has to have more than just football for me. So at that point, I got interested about finding myself, finding who I really was, and I realized I was a lot more than just a football player. I realized there's other things I want to do than just play football. And it takes time to find out who you really are, but eventually it will be worth it. And by not giving up and trying to find who you are, you will grow as a person and you will feel better eventually. Like, if I look back, I'm a lot happier now than when I was 3-4 years ago. At that point, I was always just comparing myself with other people. Oh, this guy's better than me. I want to be better than him. I'm better than him. He's nothing, da, da, da. I was just living in a comparing world all the time, never satisfied. And now I realize that's not what life is about, at least not for me. Life is too good and too short just to try to gain on one thing. So nowadays, I still play football and enjoy it. But I realize it doesn't have to be my identity. It doesn't have to be who I am. I can be a lot more than just a football player. And it was a big realization at that point. And the two things that you can do in that point is either change your life condition, your environment, which I couldn't really do, or change your blueprint, whoever think you are, your expectations of life, or hopefully both, just a little bit both. And that's how you can find more balance in your life. And the greatest thing was, when I hurt my knee, it felt like it was the worst thing in the world that could ever happen. But now I realize it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me, because I found out so much deeper levels inside of me and find out who I really was. For example, I never liked reading books. Even in high school, I hated reading books. Probably why I didn't do so well in high school. But nowadays, especially 2 years ago, I found mental training, sports psychology, all that finding who I am stuff so interesting. And I fell in love with it. And ever since, I've been loving reading books about it. And it's been really fun to see the transition from 2 years back into now. And I felt like I've grown as a person in these past 2 years so much more than in the first 23. And next, I would like to speak about a book, a little bit, which I read this Christmas break. The book is Akihintsa, The Core. In Finnish, it's Akihintsa, Voittamisen Anatomia. Have any of you guys read about it? It's I thought it was really good. It's a pretty well-balanced book about well-being, how to reach well-being. And his method consists of 6 different parts on the outside of the circle and an inner part, which he calls the core. The core is who you are, your identity, your values, attitudes, thoughts, whatever makes you unique. All of us are unique. And the core is the part that makes you who you are. But he has the 6 different areas that includes and are combined creating well-being. And the combined means if you're doing great in 5 of the things, but you're really bad in 1, you're not going to feel well. So the point is you're going to have to find balance between all of these things. So you can think of yourself, talk with your pair, just think about the 6 different areas and the core, and try to compare your life how it is. And try to think what would be a good, let's say, nutrition. Think about what will be a good nutrition so it will be well balanced, and compare it to your life right now. And you can also think about different aspects you think it could include. So you can think of yourself, write down some notes, just going through your head, or you can talk with a pair, whatever works for you. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it. Biomechanics, it means mobility and stuff. Like if you're having a back pain, it's probably due to your hamstrings are really tight or something like that, like mobility, stretching, if you have imbalances in muscles, stuff like that. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think about his theory? Did he raise any questions about... should there be anything else? Do you guys approve?
I don't think it's really something new with health sciences.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think the most interesting thing is, and the main thing is, when you look at the 6 aspects, like you know, like you said, it's nothing new. The thing is, most of the time we know what to do. We know what is healthy. We know what is unhealthy. Everyone, pretty much everyone who smokes cigarettes probably knows it's unhealthy. They might get cancer, but they still smoke cigarettes, right? So just by knowing the information, it's not enough. And that's when I feel like the core comes in. Your values, your beliefs, attitudes, thoughts, all that comes in. And that's what I like to talk about next. That's a straight quote from his book about what the core is. It's about goals, values, attitudes, thoughts, whatever's going on in your mind. Like I said before, it's the part that makes us unique.
I was thinking that the goals were missing. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Social aspects, real good.
Yeah.
It's kind of the social aspect. Yeah, social aspect is kind of on the mental energy part.
Yeah, but I would put it
as a separate one, yeah, I agree. It's a really big one. For him, for the core, he has three different questions. The first question is, do you know who you are? Sounds like an easy question, right? If you're introducing yourself to another person, what are the things you're probably going to share? Just name, yell me forward, yeah? Your name? Your family relations, yeah? Yeah, studying, yeah? Where are you from? Profession, yeah? Yeah, hobbies, for sure. That's at least six different parts. Maybe some traits. I'm a really happy person, all that stuff. But all of that actually tells nothing about who we really are. Yeah, environmental stuff and characteristics affect your life, but it doesn't really tell who we really are. It kind of tells the framework of our life, but not the life that exists in here. So it might be a little bit trickier question than we think it is. And especially in this busy, hectic life we live right now, sometimes it's really good just to stop and find time for yourself and talk with yourself, ask about yourself who you are, how you feeling. And with this part, I feel like it comes down to values. What values you have, arvot in Finnish. And what are the main things, what are the important things in your life? And for the next part, he has a question. Do you know what you want? And with this question, it comes down to goals, like you said. If you have a goal, your life becomes a lot easier. You know which direction you want to go to. For example, I have friends who are also studying to be a physical education teachers. And they're about to graduate in 1 month, 2 months, but they don't want to be PE teachers. So they're kind of stuck. They don't really have a goal on what to do after school. So it's really frustrating and tough times if you don't know what to do and the deadline's coming up soon. So it's really important to have goals in your life. And he had four different questions trying to clarify, do you know what you want? So you can write these down, think of this yourself. The first question is, are you satisfied with the way you spend your time right now? Are you satisfied with the way you spend your time right now? And you can think about it yourself. with your current life right now? Are there things you want to do differently? Are you happy with the way you spend your time? And that can be tricky too. There can be some aspects you're happy with. There can be some aspects you're unhappy with. And I feel like the main thing is, even though you want improvement, you want things to change, the main thing is that you're still happy the way you are right now. Next question is, are your goals permanent, or do they change often? Are you the type of person who has a goal, you maybe go towards a week, then you change your mind, then you change your mind again? Or do you have kind of permanent goals? You have a goal, you strive for it, do what you need to do, or however you feel about it. Third question, does other people's opinions influence your decision making a lot or no? So do other people's opinions influence you? That's also a big part. Fourth one, do you know the next step in your life? Like I told you about my friends, they have no clue. They're graduating in 2 months and they don't know what to do. They have a degree, but they don't want to pursue the degree they're in. They want to kind of study something else, but they don't know what to study. So it's really a tough situation. And during those times, I believe the best thing to do is trying to listen to yourself. Trying to find your values, find your goals, find out who you are. And it takes time. And it can be a little weird at first, but it will definitely be worth it. And then the third question he had, are you in control of your life? Do you feel like you have control? Like I said 2 years ago when I hurt my knee, or 1 year ago, I felt like I had no control. I felt like no matter how hard I trained, no matter what I do, I still got injured. I still got hurt. There was nothing I could do. It was out of my control. So I was definitely not feeling well. And like I said, the main thing is, I guess the best example for me would be right now, my girlfriend is living in Helsinki. So she lives like 4 hours away. We see twice, 3 times a month, hopefully. And I know this is not the optimal level for us. And I know we want to live together, at least in the same city. But I'm still happy with the current situation. I'm happy with my life here. I'm happy that I still get to see her. But the way she sees it, is of course, I don't want to spend time with her. I'm so busy in here. Everything's going da 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 da. So it's kind of hard finding the balance in life. But I feel like the main thing is to find a goal, strive towards it, but still be happy with where you are right now. Like you said, the great thing about exercise was the improving part. And it doesn't usually happen quick, like you said. It may take time, but it's still progress. So right now, I want to focus on the values and goals which guide our life. And the key is, your values should be the number one, and they should guide your goals, and not the other way around. Because I know a lot of people who has different values, but then their goals and reality doesn't match it. And that's really tough and can take a lot of energy from you. And eventually, when you don't get energy, you get less energy than you get, you're going to go down and eventually crash. So at that point, you have to do something about it. So right now, I would like you to list 16 values. I know it sounds like a lot, but there's a reason for it. I have a little value pyramid for you here. We're going to fill in later. And if you have questions about values, how to determine values, we could say, what are the most meaningful things to you? What are the things that are truly important to you? And at this point, I don't care if something is actually a value or not. Just whatever comes to your mind. What are things that are really important to you? Just list whatever comes into your mind. And I have a little list here to help you guys out. The values don't have to be from here. They can be whatever comes into your mind. If not, you can read them. Whatever sounds good to you, just type them down. So I'll give you a little time. Try to find 16. I know it sounds like a lot, but just bear with me. And I'll give you the papers at the same time. And I'll give you instructions how to fill them. So go ahead. So just list 16 values on a separate paper. You don't have to use the pyramid yet. I'll put the list back for you guys, and you can still keep writing. But for the next part, add your values at the bottom lines. And please do it randomly. You don't have to go in order. So let's say your first value was family. You can write it here. Next one was money. You can write it here. The order does not matter. Just fill in the bottom 16 things, rows, down here. And after that, even you would know what to do, please wait. I will give you further instructions later on. Here's still the list of the values if you still need a few values. All right. You can still keep working if you want to. For people who are ready, I will explain what to do. So now you have filled in the bottom 16 down here, all the way there. The next thing you're going to do is compare two values. So number one is number one and two. Which one is more important to you? Goes up here. Number three and four goes up to number two. Five and six, whichever is more important to you, goes up here. So after that, you have your top eight values. After that, same thing. One and two, which one ever is more important, goes to number one. And after that, you have four values. And you go all the way to top one. And let me know if you have any questions or extra papers. I got a few extra ones if you need them. I think a good way to think about it, if you have, let's say, money and family, which one's more important? Just to think, think of your life with a lot of money without a family. or with a family with not a lot of money, which one would you rather be in? And like I said, there's no right or wrong answers. Whatever work, what works for you the best. I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I know. It's, yeah. They're both good. They're both really good. And some values can kind of include different things. That's fine too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're not finished, that's fine. You can finish it later on. We have 17 minutes left. There's still a lot of things I want to talk about. So we're going to move on. But you can keep the value pyramid and you can fill it on later, find out your values and stuff. And it takes time. Like, just filling this can take even up to an hour. Like, it's tough, I know. When I did it, it took like 30 minutes just to fill it. So please take your time whenever you have time for it, whenever you want to do it. Do it on your own time. Find out what values ever works for you.
Satisfaction will always win.
That's your value then. That's fine. So now we have talked about values. So the next thing I want to talk about is goal setting. Like I said, those are a few of the big things. So next, I would like you to draw, explain, or write, or even just go it through in your mind. What would be the perfect life situation for you in 2017, next year? And like I said, you can do this thinking about exercise, or you can do this about life in general. Whatever works for you. Let's say for exercise, one of my goals might be I want to run a marathon in 2017. Or I want to work out 3 times a week. Or whatever is the perfect life situation for you next year. You can be as creative as you want. Or if you just want to go through it in your head, that's fine by me too. Good. And next, I would like you to think about how your life is now. And what is the difference between your perfect life situation next year and now? And another thing about values just came into my mind. The main thing is to see how can people see the values in your life? How do they impact your life? Can people see your values through your actions? Those are important questions you might want to ask yourself while evaluating your values. Because I might say something like giving and sharing is my number one value. But if no one can see it, it's kind of, am I just saying it just because it's nice or because I should say that? So try to think, how can you see your values through your life too? That's a big part of it. And next, I would like you to draw a line which has today. And the line, 2017. And I would like you to pick one goal, whatever works for you, whatever your goal is, and create 5 steps you need to take to reach that goal. What would be the first step for me to reach that goal? What will be the second step? Third, fourth, another step. And you can have more steps than five if you want. The main thing is finding out the first step. What is the first step I need to take? Let's say I want to exercise 3 times a week. First step can be buying workout clothes, getting a gym membership, finding friends who want to exercise. Whatever you think is the right step to take, write it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, friends in general, that's two. I heard a theory of people are sums of 5 closest people around them. I believe it has a true meaning in it. So all of your friends, let's say all of your friends exercise, you are more likely to exercise because of your friends. So choose wisely your friends and whoever you want to hang out with, because it's going to have a big influence on you too and on your behavior. That's a really good point. And after you're done with this, you're going to have an actual action plan. I believe it's a lot more efficient, and it will have a bigger impact on you whenever you write things down. Let's say I go through in my mind, I have this goal, I want to go towards it, I know my steps, I still don't follow it. But when I write it down, it's different processing skills. And when you kind of see it, it kind of makes things more clear. It can open up things. And I know I'm rushing a little bit, so if you're still not done, that's fine. You can finish later on. We have about 5 more minutes, so I want to have at least one more thing to go with you guys. There's things that make it more possible. There's things that might prevent it. And some things might be just maintaining it. Let's say my goal is to exercise 5 times a week. Things that might prevent it, lack of time, lack of money, lack of motivation, whatever. Another thing I wanted to do with you guys, but since we're running a little out of time, I'm just going to explain it. A good thing is to write down all the things that prevent you from doing it. So if it is lack of time, write it down. If it's lack of motivation, write it down. And then find solutions from it. Let's say one thing that prevents me is lack of time. What could be a solution for it? Let's say less time in social media, less time watching TV. There's millions of different options. So the most efficient way is to find out the things that prevent us and find solutions for it. And that will help you in the long run, for sure. Here's a picture I really liked. Kind of tells you where you at this point with your goal. I think the best part is to realize the difference between I want to do it, I'll try to do it, and I will do it. It might sound really similar, but it has a huge difference whether you say I want to do it, and I will do it. I had a movie clip I wanted to show you guys, but since we're running out of time, if you guys want to check, the movie is on on YouTube. It's for free. It's called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I had the link here if you want to check it out. The Secret, full movie. It's about the law of attraction, which kind of means whatever you believe in will come true. A person is what he or she thinks. So if I think something's going to happen, the law of attraction means that I will create a more possibility for it. Let's say I go to a job interview and I feel like I'm definitely not going to get this job. There's going to be a lot better people than me. There's going to be a lot of other people there. There's no way I'll get it. Since you believed in, you're probably not going to get it. And instead, if I go there, I'm going to be like, this is going to be great. I'm going to get the job. I'm the best one here. It's going to be great. More likely, you're going to get energy from those things, and you're more likely to get the job. So if you want, you should check it out. I thought it was a pretty cool movie. And then we can talk briefly about mind. How many thoughts you think go through your mind every single day? Just throw a number. Million? Yeah, might be. There's a lot. This one research said 10,000 thoughts every single day. What do you think? What is the percentage of past, now, and the future? What do you think? How many percentage of your thoughts will be about the past? Anyone else? 37? It's a competition now. The research said it's 80. 80% will be about the past. Yeah.
Does this depend on in which situation you are? Like,
for sure.
What you're working on right now, because I know I'm not thinking more about the future than what happened.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And this is just one research saying it. It can be other way around. But I think the main thing is the now is only 5%. And the crazy thing is we're always living the present moment, but still our mind is living in the present, not in the present, in the past or in the future. And this brings discomfort, stress, unhappiness, especially if we think about negative stuff, about the past, or worry about the future. So, what do you guys think? Will this affect our lives, our exercise motivation, and is there something we can do about it? I'd say it definitely does. All the worry and anxiety, at least it affects our well-being, and there's a way we can control it. And I wanted us to do a little relaxation time, just to ease our mind, breathe calmly and relax. But since we're running out of time, you can do it at your home, anytime you want to. It takes only a few minutes of your day, just to sit, get comfortable, focus on your breathing, and just relax your mind for a little bit. It will be a little weird at first, but at least I thought it was a great thing, and it really eases your mind a little bit. Gives you comfort and peace, and that's how you can find out things like your goals and your values and stuff like that too. So I think it's really useful. Sorry, we're running a few minutes late. Oh, that's fine. If you have any questions, let me know. You can write me an email. I'll respond to it. If not, I want to thank you for coming. I have the stamp. I'll stamp your cards here. Have a great day.